It's Alicia Forrest, and we are back for 21 Steps Live. If you all can let me know that you can see me and that you can hear me, you can just tap that into the chat box over there. Just put a Y or just say, yes, we can see you, hear you. Great, excellent. Let me do a little adjusting over here on my screen. There we go, excellent. Well, we're starting off good. We have perfect streaming from Massachusetts. We're live in Massachusetts. And welcome, welcome back, everyone, to 21 Steps Live. I'm so delighted that you're here. I see all of you checking in and saying hi to each other. So, hey, Cheryl. Hey, Lisa. Hi, Mary. Hi, Connie. Hi, Bridget. Hi, Dave. I said hi to a bunch of you as you were typing in. So, welcome, welcome back, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here and that you're back. So tonight, what we are going to do is we're going to go through steps 7, 8, and 9. And I have some additional material to share with you as well that's not in your system that I think you're going to find really useful. So I'm excited to share that a little bit later in our time together. So what I wanted to do was just check in with everyone. Maybe you can just check in over here at the chat. And just let me know how you're doing, because we are just at the halfway point in our course together. I know it's flying, but this is our fourth class together, and there are 8 classes. So, you know, tap in over at the chat there how you're doing, how it's going for you. You guys have been fabulous over on the Facebook group, just really supporting each other and really seeking that support as well, which is just phenomenal. And so I'm really happy about that. And we're getting lots of emails as well to Amber and to myself about the value that you're getting from the course. And I just, you know, wanted to say thank you so much for that. It means everything to me. And I really appreciate the words of praise, and just makes me so happy that we're doing this together. We're spending this time together and that we're in this program together. So let me just check in over here at the chat. So again, for those of you who are newer to live stream, just kind of like to give you an idea of how it works. But I'm looking over here, I'm looking at the chat, and then I'm trying to remember to look at the camera. And then down here is my little dashboard here. So there's lots of things going on this one screen. So if you're a multitasker, like I know some of you are, you might actually really love this technology. It can also be a little distracting as well. So all right, so I see some folks are saying that they're making some strides. No one is behind. Let me just make that clear. As I said, the first class, and I'll keep saying it, there's no expectation you get through 21 steps in 8 weeks. It just ain't going to happen. So you can kind of release that time and just relax about that. It's really great to have, at the end of the 2 months, have the bigger picture and then be able to go back to the step where you're at today and keep moving forward from there. So you have everything you need at the end of the class. Plus, like I said, we're going to leave the Facebook group open so you can continue to ask questions and support each other. And you also have the full manual as well. And, of course, you can come back and watch these videos or listen to the audios, you know, indefinitely until we decide at some point that we'll take them down. And we'll certainly let you know when that would happen, but it wouldn't be for a long time. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Love the help and information on the Facebook group. Yep, still working through some of the exercises. I gave you a lot of work to do. I told you there was going to be homework. So it's good, though, because I'm so proud of all of you, because it really is such a testament to your commitment in making your business work, because it does take time. It takes time to show up live for the classes. It takes time to listen to the recordings. It takes time and energy too, not just time, but I mean, it's energy and it's time away from your business. I mean, I'm, you know, looking at it as a reinvestment in your business, but it's still time and energy that you're expending to really do the work that's required and the work that I gave you. And like I said before, even if you only do 80% of it, you're still way ahead of the game. But it's really, really important to acknowledge you for that, because we've all signed up for courses, we've all been to programs, maybe even have been to events where we've gotten a lot of great information, or maybe some information and, you know, but had some great networking or something else, but maybe didn't come home and really do anything with it, or maybe ended the course and didn't do anything with it, or you have things on the shelf that you haven't done anything with, right? So I really want to applaud you for really just working through the steps, no matter where you're at in your business, whether in your first beginning stages, you're sort of mid-level, or you're more seasoned. I really want to applaud you for really going through the system itself, participating in the classes, listening to the classes, participating in the Facebook group, and really just, I want you to get every last bit of juice out of this program that you could possibly get. So it makes me really happy to see that so many of you are doing that. So applauding you. Great. Okay. Oh, thank you, Tina. Tina says, I look pretty. She says, I look beautiful in these videos. I really appreciate that. You know, that's one of the things that I kind of chuckle about before doing the live stream is the prep that you have to do. And so I appreciate the positive feedback for sure. So it's much easier to be on the telephone. You don't have to do your hair. Great. All right. Excellent. Fabulous. Getting lots from the program. Okay. Great. You know, that niche thing, Jody's saying, you know, the value of having a clear niche, like just spending that time on step two, that is going to take you so much further. And especially getting more clarity around that before you move forward into the other step. So that's really great that you're spending time in that place. Great. Okay, great. Excellent. So tonight we are going to talk about steps 7, 8, and 9. And so 7 is creating your free taste. 8 is delivering your free taste. And 9 is choosing your website. And we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about creating that one-page website. So we're going to talk about that more towards the end of our time together. But for now, I want to pick up where we left off, and that is talking about our free taste. And so I know there's been some great discussion on the Facebook group about different free tastes and all the different versions that a lot of you have, whether it's an audio, a checklist, an assessment, card decks, CDs, video series. I mean, just so many different options. So, you know, keep brainstorming those if you need help. Keep asking for feedback if you need help. But what I love about talking about this particular piece, that free taste, is that no matter where you are in your business, whether, you know, this is the first time you're putting that sample out there, and I know some of you are making some changes in the way that you're presenting your free taste. So you're maybe adding it in addition to your e-zine, or you're putting the free taste, this little sample, in front of your e-zine. It's like, here's my free taste, and you'll also get, you know, my periodic publication, whatever that is, however you're going to keep in touch with someone. And some of you are adding a fresh new one, just it's time for a new one. And some of you have one that's working really well, and you know that because you're continually getting signups to your list. People are giving you good feedback about it. And it can take some time to really nail that particular one. But sometimes if you have one that works really well, and there's an opportunity to boost your list numbers by adding a second free taste. And so you could do that in a couple of different ways. You can say, you know, here's my free taste. This is my initial offer to, you know, spend some time with very little risk, just my email address, getting to know me, okay, and what I can help with. And you can add this bonus free taste. So it could be something in the same format. It could be in a different format. It's kind of nice to mix up the modalities. I think we talked last week about offering your information in different learning modalities, so audio, text, video, trying to kind of hit everybody or as many people as you can, and also recognizing where your market is as far as that goes too, and the way they like the format delivered to them. But to also just add this extra piece as an extra enticer, so you can have your original free taste and then say, you know, for a bonus, we're also going to give you this additional free taste. And that can help elevate your list numbers. That can tip people into giving their email address. Another way to do it, and I know some of you have done this already, and it's, you know, it's a very popular format and it works really well, is to have that kit. You know, so you could have a checklist, a special report, and an audio all together, and you promote it as a kit. So there's two or three different pieces. that's another way that you can kind of spice up your free taste. So I know some of you, actually all of us, you know, we're so creative. And if you're looking for some fresh ideas, or you're looking for a new angle or a new way to present your information, whether you're new or seasoned, this is a great opportunity for you to put that out on the Facebook group and get some feedback about what you can do for your market that gets you really excited and that you're excited about, because this is your main tool for getting to know someone in the first place. So last week I showed you the hourglass. You all have this in your system as well. And it's not in color, but well, it is if you don't print it out. You print it out in color. So at the top of the hourglass up here, okay, this is where we have our free taste. Okay, this is where people enter our hourglass. This is the model that we go through in detail at the Online Business Breakthrough Workshop. But you have everything in your system as well. So you can kind of, we walk through each of these pieces during our time together. But the free taste you get in at, up the top here for the hourglass, in the hourglass, and that trickles down, people trickle down here to the bottom, and this is where your offers are. And it's a little more complicated to get into during our time tonight. But basically they enter your hourglass at the top through the free taste. So if they show up for at your website and you have this opportunity for them to get a little taste of who you are and what you do and the problems you help solve, so they can get an idea if maybe you're a good fit together, that opportunity only usually will come once. So you want to make sure that your free taste is so obvious what you want them to do. So it's that saying, a confused mind says no. Okay, confused mind always says no. Don't give them too many choices. And we're going to talk about the invite site as a way to really make sure that you are only giving them one choice. And we'll get into some more detail about that in a minute. But the free taste itself, that's the opportunity. That's your first introduction. It's that first impression. So you want to make sure when someone goes to your website that it's really obvious that you want them to get your free taste. And one of the ways that you can make it really obvious is to have it as a pop-up. And I know we all hate pop-ups. But I want you to think about this. So these are the decisions you make in your business. Okay, so you do what works for you. I can give you my opinion, and I'm happy to give you statistics and what's currently testing as working really well. That's the information that I am charged with giving you, okay? That's why being in the live program is so important and what the value of it is. So pop-ups work. They can be annoying, yes, but they work. Your conversion numbers are a lot higher for using a pop-up on your website. Now, that being said, are unsubscribe rates higher on sites that use pop-ups? Not necessarily. It depends on the job you do at the other end. So it depends on your connection and the relationship you're building with those people on your list to a great degree. This is a general statement, so to a great degree. The pop-ups that work the best, just so you know, are the ones that as soon as you go to the site, it pops up. It's right there, boom, front and center, okay? And we've been testing this. We've been testing it with clients. We've been testing it with colleagues. The one that comes up right away is the one that converts the highest, okay? I have one client several months ago who had like a 70% increase in her subscribers once she put the pop-up in right away. And that tapered off after a while, but initially for several months, her subscriber rates were quite high. Had someone else, another client who was doing this recently, same thing. Her subscriber rates went up because she started using a pop-up. And actually, her pop-up is quite beautiful. It's not annoying. It's branded with her site. It fits. It looks really nice. So there are ways that you can do it and kind of decrease the annoyance factor. And one of the other ways to decrease the annoyance factor is to have it come up right away. You can also do the exit pop where, you know, when someone's leaving the site, it pops up and says, wait, would love to give you this free gift. Those work really well too. But the one that annoys most people, and I will put myself in this camp, is the one that pops up maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds later. So what happens at that point? You're probably reading something on the site. You're looking around for something because you're there for a reason. you're typically there because you're looking for a solution to a problem. Okay, you've been searching somehow. You got led to this site because you're looking for information about something. And so you're usually mid-sentence and the pop-up pops up in front of you. And that's quite annoying. And, you know, you can't annoy people into buying from you. You can't bore them into buying from you, and you can't annoy them into buying from you. So I suggest if you're going to use the pop-up, even if you wanted to test it for 30 days or for 3 months, just to see and watch your numbers to see if it helps your increase your subscriber rates, I really want to encourage you to do that because they do test to convert really highly. Okay, so even if they're annoying for most of us. But again, it's a choice. It's like video on a web page. Do you want it to start automatically, play automatically, or do you want to allow the user to hit the play button? It's a choice. Testing shows that the autoplay converts higher. Whatever you want that person to take on that site, whatever action you want them to take on that site, they will do more often when the video is on autoplay. Okay? Your market may find that incredibly annoying, perhaps even offensive. So you need to make these decisions based on your own marketing style and based on your market as well. Okay? And I know you can think of various reasons why, you know, both of these, say the pop-ups and the videos, why you would do it one way, why you might not do it another way. And that's okay. Again, it's all just a choice. But the videos that you ask the user to hit play on have lower conversion rates. So just giving you the statistics there to go forward with. All right? Okay, great. So with your free taste then, this is your opportunity to connect with that person when they first come to your website. So you want to make it compelling. And I know we've been doing some work on these on the Facebook group and keep putting them out there, you know, even later, just because we're, you know, covering this part last week and now doesn't mean you can't ask about this later, okay? But really is to make it as compelling as you can to get people to sign up for it. So that needle, what's that thing? What's that thing that's bugging them? Also, you know, if you can have an enticing headline, that's great. Two or three little bullet points. What are the benefits that are going to get out of signing up for your free taste? That can be really helpful as well. And you also want to make sure that you're telling them that you will be in touch with them again. Okay, so, you know, again, we don't want to annoy people. We don't, and you know, people forget they sign up for lists all the time. Okay, even if you can track it back to the day and the page they signed up, you know, we still get emails that I just got one 2 days ago. I have no idea how I got on your list. And we have a double opt-in, so we don't add anybody to our list. They have to manually add themselves. But people forget. They forget all the time. So, and you also want to tell them that you're going to be in touch with them more than just that free taste, because that is your marketing cycle. That is the way they're going to get to know, like, and trust you and believe that you know what you're talking about, okay, through your other keep in touch vehicle, whether it's an e-zine or if you're blogging or whatever it is, whatever way you're staying in touch with your market on a consistent basis, with your specific list on a consistent basis. You always want to make sure that you're going to tell them that you're going to be in touch. So, you know, you can say, it's very simple. Just say, you'll also get a complimentary subscription to my weekly e-zine or my bi-monthly e-zine or whatever it is. Or, you know, something as simple as I'll be sending you periodic updates with other valuable tips that you can apply to blah, 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 whatever it is in your market that you're a specialist in. So, but you always want to tell them right there where they put their name and their email address in that they're also going to be hearing from you more often than just that free taste. Okay, just managing those expectations right up front. All right, so that's one of the things that you want to make sure that you do. Okay. And, you know, this is a great opportunity. And going, I told you I was going through this program with you at the same time. And we're looking at the masthead and we're having everything's being redone. And there's these little pieces that, you know, I know and I teach and I think, well, wait a minute, I'm not saying that clearly enough. Or I need to make sure that, you know, we have the privacy policy there as well. You want to have that little piece of information that says that you'll never share their email address as well as part of your opt-in, as part of how people get to your free taste. So it's just a really good opportunity to just kind of take a look at what you have now that's existing and make sure that, you know, you have all the little pieces together. Okay? All right. I'm just looking at the chat here for a second. I see a couple of questions here. Mary McD says, autoplay is very annoying when it goes off in a client office, though. And I agree, and I know I've heard that from other people who are maybe employees, and they're, you know, maybe they're on their lunch break, but they're in their cubicle, and they're going to website, and all of a sudden the autoplay starts. And so there's, you know, there's different, you know, that's what Jeannie said. So, you know, clients are in the office all day, they don't want the autoplay. And Tina says, just for clarity, the autoplay for video is when the video immediately starts when you land on the page. So, yes, exactly. So you would recommend that over giving the visitor an opportunity to click start. I'm not recommending either. It's really a choice. What I can tell you is that statistically, people will take the call to action on that page if the autoplay is on. So if the video automatically starts, they're just that much more likely to watch it and more likely to take the action that you want them to take on the page. But you have to do what feels right for you. I've done it both ways. I personally don't like it when it starts automatically. So most of the time, I don't do that either. I don't put it out there either. So, but it's really just a choice, okay? Great. All right, excellent. So with your free taste, oh, this is the other, I knew there was something else I wanted to tell you. So with your free taste, there's a tendency, and I can't imagine any of you doing this, and I'm being facetious in case you can't tell, but there's a tendency as helping professionals, like we help other people, the majority of us help other people solve something, to give way too much in our free taste, okay? So here's what I'm going to say about that. And we've all done it, you know, we've all done it. And that's why, you know, at least once a year you should go back and kind of relook at it and see if you can condense it or make it more concise or, you know, change it up to reflect more currently where you are at in your business and the new skills and experience you've brought forth in that year. So it's always good to take a look at it at least once a year. But we do have a tendency to want to give away too much in the free taste. So just remember, it really is just a sample. It really can just a couple of pages or a few lessons in an e-course or 10-minute audio. It really is just a sample. Further on with that, something that I wanted to talk about with you in this arena, because we're in this class together, something that has become really prevalent, has been around for a long time since I started, you know, way back with Thomas Leonard and Coachville and all of that, but really has become prevalent in the last couple of years and then even more so in the last year and then even more so in the last 3 months, is the complimentary session or the free strategy session or the discovery session. Call it whatever you want. It's just basically a free coaching session. So I'm talking specifically about that. When we are talking about your free taste to get people on your list so they have an opportunity to get to know you with very little risk and decide for themselves if they are a right fit with you and if you're the right person that they would like to learn some information from today, okay, it should be in the format which does not require you to show up in any live version. So that's why we talk about an e-course or a special report or a downloadable audio. So nothing that's actually live, okay? You can do a video, have it recorded, but, you know, it's the same, everybody gets the same video. So you record it once and it's that same thing. It just goes out. And so what I want to say about it is the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing about this model, okay, is that it's based on building a relationship with your potential client and customer. So when they enter at the top of the hourglass, they have the opportunity through your free taste and then through whatever next offers you have at different price points and different levels and different formats that they can choose from as they get to know you, okay, and know your work and how you might be able to help them. What's beautiful about this business model is that at some point they make a decision to invest with you. And it could be at your lowest level investment. It could be at your highest level investment. It could be somewhere in between. You'll have people who will buy every single thing you put out there. Okay? those are the people you love, because those become your, you know, most raving loyal fans, okay? If you give away your coaching or give away your time with the free sessions, and so again, I know the discovery session and the strategy session has become really popular, okay? But even way back, I mean, it was just common for coaches, and not just coaches, but I'm picking on coaches at the moment because I can, but to give a free session to see if it's a right fit for a client. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. And if that's a model that's always worked for you and continues to work for you, then go for it. Don't change it. If it ain't broke, don't change it. But I'm going to caution you in terms of the free taste part of it being a free session. Okay? I've never done it in the 7-8 years that I've had a coaching business. I've never had a free session. Something that has come up a lot with private clients in this last year is offering the discovery session, the free discovery session, free strategy session, which can work really, really well. And I know lots of my colleagues and my clients have gotten a lot of business from doing it, from giving those free sessions. There's a certain way to do them, and you want to make sure that you kind of follow a way of doing them where you're qualifying people a little bit more, you're filtering people a little bit more, and you don't want to do it too often. So that's the whole other class. However, what I've seen and know in the last several months is that our market has become so saturated with the free session, they have no value anymore. Okay? So I'm encouraging you, for those of you who are maybe doing free sessions as your free taste, this is your opportunity to switch things up, move into this relationship building model where people self-select to continue on with you. And that, you know, I can, from experience over and over and over again, you know, three layers later, is that all the people who started with me with the free taste and then started doing teleseminars and did my little membership program and just all those lower level offers, for the first, you know, year or 2 years in my business, those were the people that when I started doing more advanced coaching and started doing more programs and more one-on-one stuff, those are the people who were lined up and ready. They were lined up and ready because they had already decided that I was the person that they wanted to work with at that time. Okay? It's such a powerful way to start a coaching relationship after they have self-selected themselves to stay in. And then you have a conversation. Then you have an application. Then you have a conversation. It does not have to be complicated. But then you have a conversation to make sure that it's the right fit. Okay? So I got a little on my soapbox, but hopefully not too much. And I'm ignoring the chat because it's great if you guys are chatting about this, whatever, and I'll try to read through it later. But really, truly, and definitely share your own experiences on this as well. But really, truly wanted to encourage you, if your free taste is a free session, this is your time to change it up, okay? And really hold that time as valuable for those people who are ready to say yes and to work with you, okay? And again, it can be a whole conversation. Actually, I'm doing a whole session on it at OBBW, exactly how to qualify people and filter people and get you know, that pool together so that when you make the invitation that you have one-on-one spots open, people say yes and people sign up. So again, it's a whole other training. Okay. So there you go. There's my 50 cents worth on the free session. But as it pertains to your free taste, I'm really going to strongly encourage you not to give free sessions as your free taste. Okay. All right. So your homework for that part, for step 7, is to complete your free taste. And as you complete them, in whatever format you're doing them, you know, ask for feedback, ask for help, ask for resources on the Facebook chat. Okay, so we can all help you with that, right? Great. So then the next step is, well, okay, I've got my free taste now. How am I going to get it to people, right? How am I going to deliver it? And it really just depends on what format you've decided it's going to take. So, all of you at some point, I know a lot of you already have, but if you're just starting out or maybe you're switching things around because, for example, one shopping cart just made a big jump in their pricing, and I know many people are leaving and looking for other options, so they're moving to other service providers for that. But the one thing you do need is a list manager. So you need some sort of list service provider. I use Aweber. We also use One Shopping Cart. But for the house list, the main list, so the big bucket of people, I've always used Aweber. And, you know, 99% of the time, I'm really happy with them. So, you know, I could personally recommend them, having used them from the beginning. But you need something to that is going to allow you to communicate with your list. So the opt-in, the code to the opt-in box for your free taste, how people actually get it when they put their name and their email address in, that comes from your list service provider. So One Shopping Cart does it, Infusionsoft does it, MailChimp does it. There's, you know, tons and tons of providers. You can certainly share resources with each other about that. I just happen to use Aweber for this particular thing, for the free taste. Then the way it's delivered just really depends. So if it's a PDF or it's, you know, something written material, it can go out via an email and autoresponder through that service. And you just set it up in the back end. It's pretty simple. The same thing with One Shopping Cart. Same thing with an audio. If you're doing an audio, the delivery of it actually will go out through the list service provider, but the recording of it has to happen in another place. So I use Audio Acrobat for recording, and I just record it right on the computer. We grab the MP3, and then we send it out. So it's, you know, pretty simple either way, okay? If you're doing video, you need to be able to host your videos somewhere. Audio Acrobat will host videos to a certain length, and a certain size, and don't ask me what the size is because I still can't tell the difference between GB and MB. So I used them sometimes a few years ago for the small, you know, really short videos on top of a sales page or something, or an opt-in page. But now I use Vimeo, and, you know, have been really happy. We're using Vimeo for this course. The videos that are live on Livestream are then hosted over at Vimeo, and that's a whole, you know, technological flow, so I won't bore you with it. But so there's, you know, you just need to know what tools do you need in order to do what you need to do to put your free taste together as far as format, and then how are you going to deliver it? So are you going to use which list service provider you're going to use? Okay. I think Aweber still offers a 30-day free trial if you want to try it out. I'm sure all of them offer some sort of month-long free trial or something like that. And again, you can certainly share resources with each other as well. Okay. And in your system as well, I give you a whole bunch of different links and ways that you can get help in as far as putting those things together. Okay. All right. So that's your second step of your homework, is to finish your free taste and then actually put it in its packaging. Okay. And then you're choosing your list service, you're adding it to your list service as well, and figuring out the pieces that go together to make it all work. And we can help you with that on the Facebook group. But it's pretty detailed in your system as well. Okay? Okay. So let's move on to, well, actually, let me check in on the chat while I take a sip of water, and then we'll talk about your website. Okay. Oops. Okay. I love Aweber. Tina's converted everything to practice-based solutions. Yeah, moved from Constant Contact. Okay, so you guys are chatting about your different options. Lisa prefers Vimeo and embedding and hosting on your own server. Yeah, we tried everything, actually, for the videos. We pretty much went through the gamut to see which one was really going to work the best for us long-term and also was the most cost-friendly, and I would definitely say that Vimeo was as well. I'm just going to scroll up a bit. I realize that I actually don't get to see too much of the chat once it goes by when we're all done. So I'm just going to scroll up and just say hi to a couple people here. Hey, Cindy. Glad you're here. All right. Just seeing. Yeah. Great. Okay. Lisa offers a brief consultation, a fact-finding meeting. A complimentary phone call to get to know each other, discuss needs, but not any actual coaching. Yeah, you guys get it. Okay. Oh, Jason, I'm sorry I missed you. Jason and I are old friends from college, so you're not allowed to ask him anything outside of the content of this course. Okay. All right. So let's talk about your website. And what I'm talking about at this point in the system is your one-page website. So some of you have heard me talk about this before, but it bears repeating. So I created my first one-page website, which I call an invite site. And the reason I call it an invite site is because that's all it does. It's a simple call to action to invite them to sign up for my list, okay? So I created the site over at clientabundance.com. It's still there. It's still live. I leave it up as a model so that people can see that, you know, it doesn't have to be the best looking thing on earth in order to create a successful business round. So I had that site for the first 3+ years in my business, just that one page. I had nothing, no offshoots, no branches, no navigation bar, no drop down pages, nothing. Okay, just had this one page website. I had sales pages all over the place, but I only had this one page website. And ugly too, and I can say it because I created it myself in HTML. Now it's so much easier because you can do everything in WordPress, and that just makes it a whole heck of a lot easier. So with this one-page website, your only invitation is for them to get your free taste, to put in their name and their email address, and you send them your incredibly enticing free taste for them to start to get to know, like, and trust you and believe that you know what you're talking about. So that's how I started, was just that one page. So, and if nothing else, this is what I'm going to encourage you to do. And I was there, and this is a question that I get asked all the time. So, you know, this is why I want to put it out there. A lot of times a client will ask me, Alicia, should I do X or should I wait? And almost all the time, not 100%, but almost all the time I will say, don't wait. Just put it out there. We are so lucky that we have this internet thing, right? Because none of us could do what we do at the level that we do it at if we didn't have this connection, if we didn't have this power, okay? This power. This is the one thing that I want you to do if you don't have, is get this one page up. Get the opt-in, get your free taste done. It is not going to be the be-all, end-all of your free taste forever. You will change it, I promise you, but done is better than perfect. So get this up and start building your list so that when you have your offer to make, you have an audience to make it to, okay? This is the one thing I want you to do. If you already have a website, and I know a lot of you have a website already, if you don't have this doorway page, if you don't have this call, one single thing to do, one call to action, this invitation page in front of the rest of your website, I'll encourage you to put that in place. And you can do it in WordPress, yes, because we had to do it with my, I have a WordPress site, and my web person did it in WordPress as well. And if you need resources for that, we certainly can point you in the right direction. That doorway into the rest of your site can do so many things, but the first thing is getting them on your list so you can start building that relationship with them. Further into your site, you want to make sure that you have a way for people to get on your list on every single page. That's why it's really easy, just put it in that masthead at the top. You'll see that a lot, that the opt-in box and the invitation is on every page. It's in the masthead, so it just makes it super simple. But that's something I had to learn. I didn't. When we started building the first website, I didn't have that. I had people who would go, you know, find out about a product that I was offering, go to the sales page directly, completely skip my invite site, buy the product, and they would be on the customer list. So they would be on the in the one shopping cart list, but they wouldn't be on my house list, which is an AWeber, because they skipped that part. And so we fixed that and put it in a follow-up system that now they're on both. But you want to make sure these are all the little tweaks that, you know, if you've got these pieces going in your business already, I want you to fresh eyes, look at it and say, when someone comes to my site, and this is something I try to do every year, I go through the whole process. I start at the beginning and put yourself through your site step by step. Okay, sign up for your list, go through the confirmation, see what the next web page that comes up is. What's the next email they get? Where do they go next? Does the easing come through looking the way that you want it to? And you should do that with each of your offers as well periodically, especially if you have something that's available all the time, is go through, you know, what's the thank you page look like? What's the, you know, and the copyrights are always out of date if you haven't noticed, but go through that process, freshen it up, make sure it looks professional, make sure it looks polished, but take yourself through the experience that you want that potential customer, or that potential client to walk through as well. And if you do that once a year, then I guarantee you're going to see things that you go, oh my gosh, I really need to change this. This is old, or this isn't languaging I use anymore, or well, I've really focused on this one particular thing, so I want to rewrite this one piece. Okay, so really want to encourage you to do that as well. But really, that doorway page is making that invitation to them, and you can do it two different ways. There's the true squeeze page, which is you can't get anywhere further into the site unless you give at least your email address. Again, statistically, it shows that the conversion rates for those true squeeze pages are higher than those that don't require you to put the email address in. So again, it's a decision. Then the other option is what I call the slide page. And the slide page is that if you go to aliciaforrest.com, that's a slide page. So you see the invitation is there. It's just the one invitation to sign up for the list. And then there's a link that says enter site. And I think we actually have it a couple of places on this one page. And you see it's relatively short, so you can see what I mean. And I call that the slide page to allow people to kind of slide past. Again, it's just a decision on how you want to do it, but conversion rates are lower. Not much, but they're lower for the enter the site page. What I like about it, again, we're coming at it from a relationship building perspective, is that I don't want to annoy people. And, you know, there are people whose websites that I visit frequently because they have great information, but every single time I go there, I have to re-put in my email address to get in. So, you know, at the end of a certain period of time, I end up with, you know, 7 emails from that same person because of the way it's set up. So, it's not my favorite way of doing it, but again, it's a choice. And it depends on your market too, and it depends on your goal behind that page as well. So, you know, you could individually probably see pros and cons for each, okay? But the invitation site itself should really just focus on that free taste. And I have some bullets, and I know I put some information, you know, there's information on this in your system, what to include, but I have some new information that I want to share with you as well. Just pieces. We're just going to look at this as pieces, but this is sort of this little bonus information for you in terms of think about what I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to encourage you to write this down as well. As a template, if you will, a framework for any and all of your opt-in pages. So not just what we're talking about now at this step in the system about getting people on your list, but an opt-in for a free teleseminar, an opt-in for a special report, or an opt-in page for anything. Anytime you're asking someone for someone's email address, you're asking them to opt into something, okay, for something, okay, for some purpose or something. So I'm going to give you these 11 pieces of framework that are applicable to your opt-in pages. We're talking about it in terms of your free taste or any other opt-in page that you're using, okay? And I don't have them memorized, so I do have them in front of me. So the first one is positioning. And if somebody wants to type these in the chat, you're more than welcome to do that, okay? So the first one is positioning. Positioning, by positioning, I just mean who is the opt-in for? In copywriting terms, you can look at it as that subhead. What is that name of the group that you want to attract to sign up for whatever your opt-in is? So like a lot of mine will say coaches, consultants, speakers, virtual assistants, healers, and other solopreneurs. And that's what I'm talking about. You're positioning who that information is for, who that opt-in is for. So that's the first framework, okay? You can do positioning elsewhere in your opt-in, but I'm just going to give you this as a framework that if you just follow this, I guarantee your conversion rates on your opt-in pages are going to go up, all right? So the first one is positioning. Who is it for? The second thing that you want is really, it's really, if you're thinking copywriting terms, it's your headline. But for an opt-in, it's the title of what it is that you're offering them to opt in for. So it's the title of your teleclass. It's the title of your webinar. It's the title of your workshop. It's the title of your book. You know, maybe you're doing an opt-in page for people to find out about your book that's being published. Okay, lots of different options. Okay, so that is the second piece. So the first one is positioning. The second is the title of the thing. Okay, the title of what it is you're asking them to opt in for. The third one is digging a little bit deeper into that headline. Okay, so it's more about what the thing is. So it is, you know, a three-part teleseminar series or a, you know, free live stream event put on by so-and-so. So it's actually naming what the thing is. So it's just giving a little bit more information. So you have positioning, then you have the title, and then you have what the thing is. Okay. The fourth piece of the framework is pain. As helping professionals, we like to help people out of their pain. And what's true in our psychology, in our human psychology, is that we will do more to avoid pain than to gain pleasure. And so you don't have to be manipulative and you don't have to be, you know, terribly negative or anything like that. But you do want to touch upon the pain that your market is feeling so that it brings it up enough that they think, wow, you know, this might help me. And that's what we're doing is helping professionals, right? We're serving. We want to serve our market. So how can we significantly serve our market if we don't highlight the problem that we solve? So that's what I mean by pain. So you want to talk a little bit, just a few sentences about the pain. And I'm sure you can think of models. Maybe you have your own. You can certainly look at the ones that I've done that really highlight, hey, are you a struggling, blah, blah, blah. Are these problems keeping you up at night? Do you wish things were different? You know, obviously that's not copy you would use, but just highlighting the pain, really, really pointing it out to them, okay? That's the fourth piece. So you're positioning your title, what the thing is, and your pain. The fifth one, and as I was going through this process, I was realizing that, again, it's great to always go back and look at your underpinnings, look at your foundations, look at, you know, what's working, find out what's working, and re-look at what you already have out there. So the fifth one is your story, your credibility. What is it about you that puts you in a position that you can help, okay? In an opt-in page, all of these are going to be very short, okay? This is not a long sales letter at all. It's, you know, hopefully as much as possible above the fold, you know, a little bit below the opt-in box, definitely above the fold. But you really want to give just a little piece of you, your story, your credibility. And I was looking at this in terms of, you know, where am I doing this, where am I not doing it? And I noticed that this is the piece that I tend to leave out. So I thought I was, you know, a little more vain than that, but apparently I'm not. So adding that little piece of, and it, you'll see one, an opt-in that's going out from us pretty soon that you'll see actually this whole framework where I say, hi, I'm Alicia Forrest and I have, you know, built a multiple six figure coaching business, you know, starting out at $15,000 a year and blah, blah, blah. And so, but it's one paragraph of who I am and what qualifies me and a very small snippet to be offering whatever it is that I'm offering on that opt-in, okay? So that's number five. Number six and seven are, you can combine these two, but they're solution and benefits. So basically, you're telling them what they're going to benefit from. So those little benefit bullets that I told you about to add with your free taste in your opt-in box, you're telling them the solution that you're providing a little bit. You're telling them the benefits that they'll get, just a little bit, a few sentences, three, four bullet points, okay? What they're going to learn, what they're going to discover, what they're going to walk away with, so that they what? You know, what is that benefit at the end of that sentence that they're going to get, okay? So solution and benefit bullets, okay? Another piece to add is testimonials. And, you know, for an opt-in page, you know, one or two is totally fine. If you go to KleinAbundance.com, there's a whole bunch. you know, it was several years ago, but I asked people for them, and they sent them, so we just threw them all up there. So you just scroll and scroll and scroll. But really, you only need one or two for an opt-in page, okay? Maybe, you know, a few more, depending on what it is that they're opting in for, if there's maybe a higher price ticket at the end of that opt-in process. But truly, for, you know, a free preview something or something like that, one or two is totally fine, and short as well. So that's number eight, is testimonials. Number nine at the bottom is your bio, and it's not your story again. So it's really your bio. So it's that little, maybe you have it at the bottom of your e-zine, or maybe you have a little snippet at the end of each article you write. But your little author's box, basically your short bio with your photo, is always good to put that at the bottom as well. And I've noticed twice now in the last couple of months where I've gotten invitations from people I actually know and have a lot of respect for, who are doing different things in their market that maybe I didn't know about. They're, you know, kind of they're making some changes. And I got these two totally different people, two totally different offers, and I was interested in what they were offering. It was a free something or other. But it didn't say who was sending me the offer. And I thought, am I just missing it? Am I not seeing this person's name? Or, like, who was putting this event on? And so in both cases, I signed up for both of them. And then sent them an email and said, oh my gosh, if I had known it was you, I would have signed up immediately and probably told all my friends about it. But you know, what? I didn't know if there was a strategy behind leaving that off, and it didn't seem like there was. So again, just putting it out there, sometimes we're so close, we can't see what's missing. So if you're not having that little piece put on your opt-in, it's worthwhile to put your bio in. Because as much as we think everybody knows who we are, they don't. So, okay. And then, of course, your sign-up box, your opt-in box, just needs to be on that page, of course. And that's number 10. The last number 11 is just above the fold. Make sure that that sign-up box is either front and center, or, you know, over here, video here, over here, or text here. And just it's right there when they click, even on a 15-inch screen. So even on a smaller screen, you want to make sure that people see that opt-in box right away. So I'm going to run through those really, really quick. Number one is positioning. Number two is the title of whatever it is that they're opting in for. Number three is a little more information about what the thing is. So the format, the delivery format of it, a workshop, a teleseminar, whatever that is, date and time, that kind of thing. Number four is highlighting a little bit of the pain, okay? Number five is a little bit of your story and your credibility, okay? Your vulnerability, like a lot of it can be, if this is true, you know, I was where you were, and I want to help you, you know. Number six is solution. So a little bit of the solution that you're going to provide. Number seven are those benefit bullets. And so the solution and the benefit bullets can actually be together. Okay, so don't get hung up on trying to make them two separate things. If they just flow better, work better, as compressed into two, then do that. Number eight is testimonials, one or two. Number nine is your bio, just your short bio. Number 10 is your opt-in box, obviously. And number 11 is just to make sure that you have it above the fold. Okay? Great. So I hope that will be really helpful for you as you're moving forward and putting together your other opt-in pages, because one of the things that is true today in creating and sustaining and growing our businesses and using the online format to do that is to have an extended and more comprehensive launch for everything that we do. So that is a whole other program. It's a big chunk of what we do at the workshop in the fall. But what I can tell you right now is that if you do an opt-in, and I've always done an opt-in for every offer I've made, short of, you know, throwing out a sale or a quick something, but anything strategically, and I've been doing it for years, so I can attest to it working, I've always had the initial invitation to people to say, I'm going to do this thing, and if you want to know more, then sign up for the priority notification list, advanced notification list, VIP list, whatever you want to call it, but basically it's just another list. It's another opt-in. I call it a sub-list. Some people call it a bucket list, but it's just another opt-in. If you do an opt-in in front of all of your offers at the beginning of your launch, you're already a step ahead of what most people are doing because people need an extended launch. They need more comprehension in the launches. And like I said, it's a whole other piece of the program. But if you add this part in front of any of your offers that you're making, you're going to do really well. And it's, you don't even have to do it in this, you know, this format, this framework that I gave you in terms of, you know, having a separate page and all these special things. You can do it in the simplest format. So I talk about layers, you know, building your business in layers. If that seems too much at the moment, great. All you have to do is send an email out to your existing networks that ask them to sign up for your list. Because every list for this sub-list, this special list, to raise their hand for you that they're more interested, that they are definitely interested in what this next thing is. They want to know more, okay? Every list service provider also provides an email address that you can sign up for a list for. So you don't even have to have the separate web page and the opt-in box and all that. You can just do it through an email invitation as well, okay? So different layers, okay, different levels. So wherever you're at, whatever suits you, wherever you're at right now, then that's the choice that you would make. And just know, you just continue to grow and grow and add the next layer and add the next layer and add the next layer, okay? Okay, so for the for your website, I do always now recommend using WordPress. And, you know, I know there's a lot in this group who are far more versed in WordPress than I am, although I'm pretty techie, but... you know, when I started out, there was only HTML. There was no such thing as there was eBlogger, which I think is still around, but there wasn't so many choices as far as blogging. But any site you can put up on WordPress now is so much easier. It's free with hosting, and in your system, I give you my recommendation for a web host. And I know others of you have other ones, so certainly share those resources as well. But you can download and install WordPress on, you need a web host. I don't want you to use the free WordPress site. If you have to for a little while, that's fine. But, you know, the sooner you can invest in a web host, which $10, $12 a month, you should be able to do. Install a WordPress, you know, download WordPress to that site. And then you or someone on your team can certainly put the information up for an invite site really quickly and much more quickly through WordPress than traditional HTML. And I know some of you are still using traditional HTML, and there's nothing wrong with that, or CSS. That's totally fine too. But for ease, you know, WordPress is great. And of course, WordPress is great for search engines because that kind of format is indexed by Google and the other search engines in a way and at a level that most traditional HTML sites are not. Okay, so I won't get too technical into the background of that, but just putting that out there as well. So we have a couple of minutes left. I'd love to hear your thoughts over here on the chat, what you took away, any additional questions you have. I can answer a couple questions before we wrap up for the night. And of course, you have a Facebook group to answer questions or ask questions, and I'll answer them as well as everybody else sharing their wisdom, which I just totally love. So who uses, you still use FrontPage, Lisa? I didn't even know it was still around. Oh, so Cindy asks, I'm curious how often you should change your opt-in, not just update. It's a great question. I answered a little bit last week as well, Cindy, so I might actually contradict myself. But, you know, if you're feeling a pull that needs to be changed because maybe who you are in your business and what you're doing in your business has changed, or maybe your market has changed, and you want to make a change that is reflected in your free taste, that's an opportunity for you to do that as well. If you're frankly just tired of it, or you're feeling like it's laying flat, that's a good time to change it. It can be really good to look back at your numbers over the past year, 6 months, and see how your conversion rates are for it. If they've remained pretty steady, maybe it just needs a freshening up. If you're starting to see your conversion rates go down, that's an opportune time to look at your free taste and see if there's a way that you can spice it up, that you can add some more meat to it, that you could potentially add a bonus to it, that you could try a different format. And again, watching your numbers to make sure that, you know, you want to make sure that you're watching your numbers so you know that if it's making a difference, good or bad, you know that information. And you can do that in your tracking reports just within your, like with AWeber, we can always check our conversions. If you use Google Analytics, you can always check your conversions as well. Tina says, my takeaway commitment. I'm going to commit to creating a VIP program early notification opt-in this week. Yay! This is Call has motivated me to do that. Excellent. Congratulations. Great. Front page 2003. Okay, Lisa, I'm not feeling so bad because up until I got the Mac, I was using Dreamweaver from 1998. And I have the brand new version now and I find it very difficult because it's so far beyond what I know how to do, so it actually just pushed me to give it over to my web person more than I do it, so it's funny. That's so funny. I didn't even think front page was around. That's so great. Connie says, is what you were just covering in the section of the book we're using, Alicia? Yes, Connie, the steps that we were covering on tonight's call, 7, 8, and 9, the additional framework that I gave you for opt-in pages is not in the system. That's just extra information that I wanted to share with you. And we can post those over at the Facebook group too, those 11 pieces of framework. That's easy enough. Now I don't feel so bad. Yeah, that's great. All right, let's see. Dave says, this is so timely for me. Before I joined 21 Steps, I committed to doing my very first teleseminar. All right, ready, fire, aim scenario. This class is perfect timing. Two thumbs up. Wonderful, wonderful. Great. If you can use front page, you can definitely use WordPress. Jen, I would totally agree with that. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. All right, I'm going to scroll up for a second. Anyone else have any last questions? We're just 2 minutes after the hour, so if you have to go, thank you so much for being with me once again. I appreciate your engagement and showing up live. It's always great. Let me see. Okay. Great. Not seeing anything jump out at me. It's a little hard to look at it in that sense, but all right, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Great. Have to dash. Great. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And we'll be connecting on the Facebook page. So take good care. Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Good night. Oh, Tina, thank you. Dave is asking about the Facebook group. Let me scroll up. Facebook page. Okay, so Dave and anyone else. Thanks for the reminder. I've been trying to remember to say this for every class. If you're not in the Facebook group yet, if you can send an email to amber@aliciaforrest.com, send her the email of your Facebook account. Or if you just send your Facebook link to her, she needs to friend you and then invite you into the group. And that's where we're doing all the support and feedback and conversation and coaching between classes, and it's a very vibrant group. It's pretty amazing. So be sure that you can join us over there if you haven't yet, okay? Great. Thank you, everyone. Okay, great. Yeah, Dave, go ahead and post. You can post your teleseminar link. If you're posting something for feedback, you're absolutely welcome to do that. But we do have one of our rules is no promotions on the Facebook page itself. And we haven't had any issues whatsoever, so we're not at all concerned. But if you're asking for feedback on something, that's great. Go ahead and post a link. Otherwise, try to keep the links to a minimum and then no promotions. So great. Excellent. All right. So looking forward to connecting with you more a little bit later. So have a great night, and I'll be talking to you all soon. Happy almost May. Oh, my goodness.